This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 648,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. That figure is more than 147,000 in the United States, exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally exceeds 16.2 million, 4.2 million in the U.S., and 2.4 million in Brazil. The only other country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed infections. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says a new coronavirus economic aid package being unveiled Monday would pay the country's 16 million unemployed workers 70% of their one-time salaries. But tough negotiations lie ahead with opposition Democrats over the scope of more assistance to offset the severe economic effects of the pandemic. On Fox News Sunday, Mnuchin called the 70% wage replacement figure a very fair level. But that figure, if adopted by Congress, would sharply cut federal benefits to the unemployed by two-thirds. And one mid-May report said that a fifth of the unemployed workers declined requests from their employers that they return to work because their wages were left and lower than what they were collecting in jobless benefits. Democratic lawmakers are demanding that the $600 a week boost in payments to the jobless workers be kept in place through the end of 2020. They're pushing for an overall coronavirus aid package totaling $3 trillion. Responding to upgraded travel alerts issued by Britain to its citizens visiting Spain, Spain's foreign minister says her country is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Sir Arantxa Gonzalez-Laya rebuked Britain for imposing a two-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country from Spain after a rise in its coronavirus numbers. This is VOA News. Hurricane Hanna's trail of devastation on the South Texas coast Sunday has been marked by overturned tractor trailers, power lines, and roofless homes with flash flooding, a threat to areas heavily impacted by COVID-19 infections. Hanna, the first storm of the hurricane season, came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane that continues to lose power and is now a tropical depression. And Hawaii, Maui's island's mayor, says that he is thankful that Hurricane Douglas did not cause any major damage as it bore down, packing torrential rains and damaging winds as it churned just east of the islands in the central Pacific. The Hawaiian islands are still expected to experience large swells Monday, producing life-threatening and potentially destructive surf along shores. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok announced that forces are being stationed to the Darfur region, known for its tribal violence. The decision comes after an increase in deadly violence between Arab nomadic tribes and African farming tribes. At least 20 people were killed Friday in South Darfur by gunmen as they returned to their fields after an absence of more than 15 years, according to a local chief. Those killed Friday had been allowed to return to their land under an agreement reached 2 months ago with those who settled there during the conflict in Darfur. The conflict, which erupted in 2003 between the predominantly Arab region, or I should say the regime of Omar al-Bashir, and insurgents from ethnic minorities who consider themselves marginalized, has led to hundreds of thousands of deaths and millions of displaced, according to the UN. In recent years, it has waned in intensity, and in 2019, Bashir was overthrown by the army under pressure from street protests. The new government, resulting from an agreement between the military and leaders of the protest, began talks in October of 2019 for a peace agreement with rebel groups and put an end to the conflicts in the region. Malaysian officials say 24 Rohingya migrants are feared to have drowned off a Malaysian resort island near Thailand. Malaysian authorities launched a search and rescue operation on Sunday for the Rohingya refugees who disappeared after jumping into the water from a boat and attempted to swim to the island of Langkawi. Malaysia's Coast Guard said 25 people had tried to swim to shore late Saturday, but only one of them made it to the island. Muslim-majority Malaysia is a favored destination for Rohingya Muslims seeking a better life after escaping a 2017 military crackdown in their mostly Buddhist homeland of Myanmar and since then living in refugee camps in Bangladesh. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.